Hello! Welcome to How to Save the Planet. I am your host, Eliza D. On How to Save the Planet, I interview people whose professions and whose passions have to do with climate change. Today, I'm talking to Olitza Zetz. Here's a bit about Olitza. So, Olitza Zetz is an award-winning mixed reality and film director. Some of her projects include virtual reality experiences like Giant and Tree, which have been exhibited at Sundance, Cannes, Tribeca Film Festival, IMAX, TED, and over 130 international festival institutions all around the globe. Her studio was named one of Adweekly's 100 top creatives in the digital innovation category. Olitza gave keynote speeches and masterclasses at events and universities, including, and among others, the World Economic Forum, NYU, Columbia, and SIGGRAPH. Now, enjoy my interview with Olitza Zetz. Hello and welcome, Olitza, to How to Save the Planet.
Hi,
thank you so much for being here. So what do you do and where do you work?
I work in LA currently, and I am a virtual reality, augmented reality, and film director.
Awesome. For those who don't know the difference between virtual and augmented realities, would you mind explaining the difference between them?
Yes, sure. So virtual reality, when you put the virtual reality headset on you, you actually are transported somewhere else. You no longer see the room you are in or the space you're in. And then augmented reality, you actually see the room and space you're in, but we add 3D objects all around you. So you now see both.
Cool. Oh my gosh. That's awesome. What degrees do you have and where did you go to school?
I went to school in Serbia, where I come from. And I studied film and specialized really, I have a bachelor's degree in like film and TV editing specifically.
Cool. How are you using VR to help combat climate change?
So VR is a very interesting medium, right, to use for communicating problems and solutions of climate change.
Yeah.
Why? Because it has this power to place you somewhere else. It has the power to put you in someone else's shoes in totally new situation. And that situation feels real, feels like it's happening to you. Mm-hmm. So in the project that my team and I did, we place you in the body of a rainforest tree. Mm-hmm. Winslow Porter and I, who are creators of that project, we were thinking, like, how do we show climate change without actually telling you anything? How do we make you feel something? And we realized, okay, if we place you in the body of a rainforest tree, maybe you will understand the perspective of a tree or what trees are going through. So in this project, you actually start as a seed. Your body is a seed underground, and you start growing. You start growing into a tree. Your body starts turning into a trunk of a tree, and your arms become branches of a tree. And you completely thank you. You completely move your arms and your body, and you're moving a tree. You're having fun. You're enjoying nature, animals around you, other trees, right? And you're growing. And this is like a 6-7 minute long experience. Once you reach the fullest height of this tree, and you're specifically a kapok tree, which is one of the tallest trees in the rainforest. Once you reach the fullest height, you actually start seeing humans who are starting to burn the rainforest. And that's what I was saying, like you witness the deforestation from a very personal perspective of a tree. Mm-hmm. And in order to immerse you even more, we didn't just use eyes and ears, right? Sounds and visuals. We also added a few other components. So we added scent, so you can smell the soil, you can smell the rainforest, and you can smell that fire. We also use wind and we use the heat. So when you everything is burning, you feel that heat of a fire. And we also use something called subpack, which is a vibrating backpack. So when you are growing, you feel vibrations in your body of that growth of a tree.
That's amazing. When was the first time that you experienced virtual or augmented reality?
So I experienced it with Winslow Porter, who I mentioned, who is my business partner, who is my creative partner. He actually was already working in that field and produced interactive documentary called Clouds. So he pretty early on in VR, you know, world started exposing me and bringing me to these events. And then at one point he brought me to Tribeca Film Festival and I saw a lot of like projects there, and I started understanding the power that this medium has.
Why do you do this storytelling and virtual reality work that you do? What keeps you going?
Well, you know, I feel like my work is about storytelling, you know, telling stories, but telling stories that matter, that can inspire someone, that can help them shift perspective or show them a different perspective, show them the problem, show them something in the world that maybe they were not aware of, but show them in a story, again, storytelling way. It's not a news that you watch, right? And you read either newspapers or watch, and you know, it is a story that we put these projects into.
Could you just describe the reaction that you see people have after experiencing your work?
Yeah, it's been pretty powerful witnessing, you know, when people had, we traveled with these projects all across the world, more than 130, you know, events, festivals, places around the world. And we encountered all sorts of humans almost, and there is something universal that happens to everyone, no matter, again, language, age, nothing, right? These are actually simple emotions that this project communicates, and that speaks every language, right? This is an emotion. This is, people usually either go out in tears, leave the headset, or at least they're shaken emotionally and are asking, how can we help? What can we do? We now see, we were there, because deforestation is not present to everyone, in everyone's life, unless you live close to them or in rainforest, it's not, right? So we kind of brought that, you know, environment to you, to wherever you are. Those were the reactions, and that's what made the project being invited on and on and on all around the world. So yeah, VR is a very powerful medium to show people what is going on in the world.
Oh my gosh, yeah. What projects are you working on right now?
So right now, one thing with VR, yes, it is amazing medium, but it's not so like widespread. It's not like we cannot say that every person in the world has a headset in their house, right?
Yeah.
And that's a barrier here, because then I can only show to people, we can only show this project to people who come to where we set it up, right? So for example, in Seattle, where you are, it was at the Pacific Science Center. So if you didn't come there, you didn't see it.
Yeah. So,
which brought us to showing this project to around 100,000 people around the world.
That's amazing.
Thank you. And it is really a big number for VR, thinking about the scalability of VR, which is really one by one. But it is, climate change needs solution faster, we need to reach, you know, to like 9 billion people, 8 billion people very fast. So my thinking was that my next project should be on a cell phone, because that's what all majority of people do have around the world.
That is genius.
Yeah, so it is kind of dealing with a similar topic, meaning showing climate change in a storytelling, in a fun way, right? Mm-hmm. But doing it through your phone this time.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to try it out whenever that happens.
Yeah, thanks.
What does climate justice mean to you and your work?
You know, like, climate justice, just like every justice, means the same to me. It's like, not, you know, it's not like more or less. It just means to me a lot that we discuss. You understand? Like, it seems like there are polarized opinions about things, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It seems like we need to connect these sides. Maybe someone else doesn't know even about this problem or doesn't understand it, right? So I feel like my job is actually to show these problems and help you understand and give you opportunity to understand what is happening. And maybe then you change your mind, right? And then you turn your way towards a justice, right? But you can't even turn towards that direction if you don't know that there is a problem and if you don't know maybe what the solutions are. So that's where I see myself, like, in between, right? These two sides, and like shining the light.
Yeah.
One problem, but it's also important in the next project, not just to present the problem, it's important to me to show the solutions as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What advice would you give to folks who want to make a difference in the field of tech or VR?
Go for it, right? Don't let anything stop you. It is, you know, nothing in life is easy. I mean, maybe there are easy stuff, but look, it's not easy or simple to make such projects, and you will be greeted with a lot of problems, right, along the way. Especially you're dealing with new technologies. So as you're working in this field, literally technology is being developed. So, but you have to believe, like, you at the core of your being, you need to understand what you want to do in this lifetime and what is your mission right now. Because when you're confronted with these problems that is going to come your way as you're making a project, that belief in you, that you know that what you're doing is right, is the thing that is going to keep you going, is the thing that is going to help you overcome every problem in your way. So that's why my advice is to look closely and hear inside of yourself, what is that thing that you feel like you must be doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, then have internalized.
Sorry, what?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe like you have to have that feeling internalized.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to feel strongly about what you're doing. That will kind of be the only thing that will keep you go through it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on to How to Save the Planet. I really appreciate it and loved talking with you.
Thank you so much to you as well for doing this wonderful work and, you know, spreading all of these messages around the world.
Yeah, I mean, I could say the same for you. Thank you.
Thank you as well.
Well, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe to How to Save the Planet so you don't miss any new episode. Thanks again. Bye.